Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need some help.
Post Malone and what's his name? Morgan Wallen. Got it. Next one.
I'm having kind of a rough patch. Like, I had a live on the air the other day, a crown fell out.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a video.
Did you really shoot that?
Yeah, it's not of the crown falling out, because obviously I didn't know that was going to happen.
Me holding it up like Mufasa style.
You and
style,
putting it back in.
Okay, well, that's cool. Yeah. Have you posted that somewhere?
No, I didn't know if you wanted me to.
Do I look stupid in it?
No.
Then put it up.
The first thing you say is like, F you, but you say the real thing.
Oh, okay. Can you bleep it?
I mean, sure.
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 Well, okay, so... That happened, and there's just other things.
Well, and not all, the crown caused you some more pain too. Last night, you told us that it you ate some tasty.
I'm such an idiot. I got home and I made food for my kids and everything. My dentist couldn't get me in right away, so I knew I was getting in. And then, like, I just made food, and then like Noah tossed me. I went to Bucky's, and they have the saltwater taffy.
That's like the fifth time you've been.
No, this is all from the one trip. I've gone twice.
Oh, okay.
My parents love Beaver Nuggets so much that I went again and got them more.
What are those again?
You can't have them. Some people texted in and said you could. It says it contains wheat in it.
It
also says on the packaging something really nefarious, like this is a non-real product. It's like this is a chemically manufactured. It says this is some sort of weird food product. It's like is what they used to say with Twinkies. Like Twinkies are just there's nothing than a sauce. Poof, there's a Twink. It's like it's not like they baked a sponge cake. It's just like it's just in a process and you're like there's a and like, there's a beaver nugget. Like,
whatever is the opposite of that real cheese.
Correct.
Like logo on
it
packaging.
Says contains soy and then processed in a facility that has
wheat.
Tree nuts, which that's fine.
But I could swear it says wheat somewhere on it. Do you see the words where it says this is a.
That's what I'm looking for.
This is
don't.
A weird. This is.
Yeah, anytime the label's going, I don't know.
We don't really know what it is, but if you put one in your mouth, you'll put another one in your mouth. Swear to God. When I gave it to my 80s.
It contains a bioengineered food ingredient.
Bioengineered food ingredient. Those were the words where I was like, as I'm sucking down my third bag, I'm like, maybe I should.
That's what I want for dinner tonight. Just any bioengineered food.
It's so good. Anyway, so all these things are happening. My son, anyway, gave me a banana taffy. I throw it in my mouth. I was like, oh, yum. On the side where I had the crown. So then I'm like, the crown is in the taffy.
Oh, no.
Now I just got a project. It was awful. So anyway, then I'm driving my daughter to school. And my son had a mask today. Like he was like, so he had to dress nice and he's out of nice shirts. So I'm like, oh, all the shirts are the dry cleaner. So I drop my daughter off at school, stop at the dry cleaner. And so I'm coming home a way that I never go, but I wanted my son to have the shirts in case there's more dress up days at school.
Nice. That's good.
Waiting by the dry cleaner, light turns green, truck in front of me, like a landscaping truck with a trailer with the mowers or whatever. He doesn't go right away because he's got to kind of go wide and get around. And so I'm waiting for him, and the car behind me, I guess, just peripherally saw the light turn green and gunned it.
Oh, no.
And slammed into the back of my car.
Oh. Oh.
My damn God, my Tesla.
It keeps getting damaged.
It does.
Why? So you were at a complete stop then? You weren't going
complete
at all?
He accelerated just... into you.
Yes. Mm. So I've been rear-ended and not in the fun way. I don't know if I should put that information out there. I don't have a fun... Never mind.
You have interests?
I don't have... Okay.
Is that on your Hinge profile? Okay,
it's not, and I don't want that, so stop. Okay. Why does that word keep coming up in our text now? Sorry, it's Peg something? No, sorry.
Pez dispatch?
So we pull off to the side of the road. I call the non-emergency hotline for the police, and they're like, we can send somebody, but we're just delayed. It's going to be 40 minutes to 90 minutes. Like, we don't know.
Oh, wow.
So then I get out, and I'm talking to this guy, and I'm like, let me call him back and see if we're allowed to, like, exchange information. And they go, you can. Just call us back if you decide to do that, and we won't send the officers anymore. As I get out of my car, he's like, okay, good, because I don't want to involve the police, and I don't want to involve insurance. Now, it's obviously his fault. Even if I locked him up in front of him, this is a true thing.
Yeah.
Like if you're driving down the road and I lock him up in front of him and he hits me, it's still his fault. I'm a D-bag for doing that.
Yeah.
But it's somehow in the eyes of the law his fault.
I know that all too well because I was that guy who slammed into somebody who locked him up and it was still my fault.
It's so unfair. It's so unfair.
It's not. You're following too close.
I know, but it's just, they knew what they were going to get. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Regardless or irregardless, as my lovely beaver nugget eating parents say, he slammed into me. It's his fault. But yeah. I'm like, let's just exchange information. He's like, I don't want to give you my information. Let me just pay you. And I can't pay you a lot, but let me pay you something.
Buddy, you ran into a Tesla.
You did.
You are exchanging information.
I did eventually get his information.
Good.
But he is sort of begging. And like, I remember not being able to afford stuff. He's basically saying, just get an estimate on it and I'll do my best to pay it.
I get that, but having a Tesla, because this happened to my brother-in-law because he has one, you have to go to a Tesla dealer.
You do.
And it doesn't matter if there's just a scratch because everything are chips and sensors and you don't know what is actually
damaged. There's cameras everywhere. There's sensors everywhere. I just got the windshield replaced and it took like 4 hours and you had to take it. They don't just come to the Safe Light guys normally come out and just pop it out and just put a new one in. No, they had to have my car for hours.
Yeah.
For the windshield.
So he thinks that it's just going to be like a plunger, just kind of pop it out.
The damage is not that bad.
$400
and from what you see.
Yes.
So you
have to take it in.
But you guys, it's a fellow human in need.
He needs to not be texting and driving and look up and pay attention. That's on him. It's the consequences of your own actions.
But I mean, if his insurance goes up and then he can't afford it.
That's his own fault. He should be a safer driver.
My God.
This is one thing I don't mess around with. Don't be stupid.
Did anybody see this coming?
No.
Aaron, I thought for sure you
I am a terrible driver, and that's why I'm aware.
So just don't get an estimate and just, because what you do in Colorado, I don't contact his insurance company. I contact mine.
Mm-hmm.
They fix it and then they go after his. And it's the same insurance company, so it'll be, but whatever. But like, I assumed there would be compassion from you.
Not for this.
See, I lean more toward like, because I get it. I remember wrecking a lot of cars, having it be my fault.
You're so screwed. You're like, I'm going to have to get an SR22. Like, my insurance company's going to drop me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be the guy who screws this guy. Like, he didn't.
He screwed himself.
Wow.
So, yeah, how do you get, because I feel that, I would feel like it would still be my fault. But and Aaron's granted, right. That's the thing. If it was a different accident,
sure. Like, accidents happen. I get it. He was not paying attention.
He said he was sorry so many times.
Oh, is that going to fix your Tesla?
No, it's not. I'm just, my God.
Okay. All right.
We don't know who this person is, but like, if there's anybody thinking I should take him up on it, text into 51059. Or is everybody...
Is there a thing that... Can you get a Tesla looked at without...
I don't even know
like
who will look at them. Because you have to... Like you
have
said,
to go to a
like
Tesla.
I can't just... Like when my truck was crashed, I'm a big caliber collision guy. Because there's one by my house. And like, I don't know if they're still this way, but they're like, yeah, no, we can't touch Tesla. I had to take it to like Stuttgart. There's fancy import dealershipy kind of places, or actually Tesla. And Tesla's so backed up that it's like, So it's just, it's going to take, and that's the other thing, there's just going to be months of my life in a crappy little...
That is the worst unfair part, is that you have to deal with all this now. And it's phone calls, and mm-hmm. it's estimates, and waiting on the money, and I've been through it. But I'm going to give Aaron like a 10-minute head start anytime we leave the studio now. It's like, yeah, I don't want to be anywhere on the road next year.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.